If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can contact us at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and contemplative coaching. Today, I am starting a new book with you guys, and it's called When Things Fall Apart, Hard Advice for Difficult Times by Pema Chodron. And Pema Chodron is one of my favorite teachers, but also one of my first formal meditation teachers. And she's written so many books, I can't even count them for you right now. And this is a big one to start with, When Things Fall Apart. Her book on learning how to meditate is a great book too, How to Meditate. But this book, When Things Fall Apart, this book made all the difference for me in my life and where I was at the time when I started to meditate. And I was going through a lot of difficulties, health problems. My marriage was falling apart. Really, everything that could go wrong was going wrong. And I needed something to help me. And so for whatever reason, this title, When Things Fall Apart, jumped off of the bookshelf into my hands. And it was the beginning of truly changing everything for me and developing a meditation practice. So I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things from the first chapter on When Things Fall Apart, and then we'll be doing our meditation practice together. So for now, if you just want to settle in, you can close your eyes if that helps you listen more closely, and I will read to you a little bit. And in When Things Fall Apart, when we think of a statement like that, it's very daunting. And really the point of this idea and this book is about how when we hold on to things being a certain way, that is actually what is at the root of our suffering, the root of our unhappiness. And through a meditation practice, and for Pema Chodron, the study of Buddhism and her spiritual path, it was a way of realizing that being in the moment and learning to be patient and compassionate and allow life to unfold and really participate, really be a part of it and allow ourselves and all our situations to change, created a lot more happiness and peace for her as well. So this is from When Things Fall Apart. This is her story. She says, I remember so vividly a day in early spring when my whole reality gave out on me. Although it was before I had heard any Buddhist teachings or had meditated, it was what some would call a genuine spiritual experience. It happened when my husband told me he was having an affair. We lived in northern New Mexico. I was standing in front of our adobe house drinking a cup of tea. I heard the car drive up and the door bang shut as usual. Then he walked around the corner, and without warning, he told me that he was having an affair and he wanted a divorce. I remember the sky and how huge it was. I remember the sound of the river and the steam rising up from my tea. There was no time, no thought. There was nothing, just the light and a profound, limitless stillness. Then I regrouped. I picked up a stone and I threw it at him. When anyone asked me how I got involved in Buddhism and meditation, I always said it was because I was so angry with my husband. The truth is that he saved my life. When that marriage fell apart, I tried hard, very, very hard, to go back to some kind of comfort, some kind of security, some kind of familiar resting place. And fortunately for me, I could never pull it off. Instinctively, I knew that annihilation of my old, dependent, clinging self was the only way to go. Life is a good teacher and a good friend. things are always in transition if we could only realize it. Nothing ever sums itself up in the way that we like to dream about. The off-center, in-between state is an ideal situation, a situation in which we don't get caught and we can open our hearts and minds beyond limit. It's a very tender, non-aggressive, open-ended state of affairs. So big time. And this is actually all the people that I meet that are coming to meditation usually are challenged with something. Some big thing has happened. Some part of their lives is changing dramatically or falling apart. And they're trying to find a way to deal with it. So whether it's a job or a relationship or their health, usually people's levels of stress reach a point where they really need something to feel better. And that's what happened to Pema in that story. You can only imagine how she felt when her husband came home and told her that news. And the amazing thing is that she found a gift in shifting her path, shifting her experience to being with the pain in the moment and the realization of the truth that was happening, rather than trying to grasp onto something that wasn't happening but was her ideal of perfection. And she uses the word annihilation, which is a pretty strong word. She says, "Instinctively, I knew that annihilation of my old dependent, clinging self was the only way to go." And when we think about a word like that, like annihilation, it means to be beat up, to actually have something die, to be killed in a way. And what she realized was to let go of an old self, an old idea, and to allow it to die made room for something new to be birthed, something that she never expected would happen. And now she's really one of our greatest teachers in terms of meditation and personal growth, spiritual path, and Buddhism, even if you're interested in that. She goes on to say, to stay with that shakiness, to stay with a broken heart, with a rumbling stomach, with the feeling of hopelessness and wanting to get revenge, that is the path of true awakening. Sticking with that uncertainty and getting the knack of relaxing in the midst of chaos, learning not to panic. This is the spiritual path. Getting the knack of catching ourselves, of gently and compassionately catching ourselves, is the path of the warrior. We catch ourselves 1 zillion times as, once again, whether we like it or not, we can harden into resentment, bitterness, righteous indignation, harden in any way, even into our sense of relief. So, pretty serious. That's working meditation, is what I would call it, is when you're really faced with something big happening in your lives, something in your life is falling apart, and being willing to let it go, being willing to look it in the face, to be with it, to sit with it, to breathe through it, and allow it to fall apart so something new can arise in our awareness, something unexpected. And that is the theme of our meditation today, is how we can allow new things to arise as we sit quietly, even with thoughts. They're always coming in. They're always grabbing our attention. And generally, the things that are grabbing our attention are the things that feel like chaos or crisis or stress or something unresolved. And our task in meditation is not to resolve things. She says here, things falling apart is a kind of testing and also a kind of healing. We think that the point is to pass the test or overcome a problem, but the truth is things don't really get solved. They come together and they fall apart, and then they come together again and they fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen, room for grief, for relief, for misery, and for joy. When we think that something is going to bring us pleasure, we don't know what really is going to happen. When we think something is going to give us misery, we really don't know. So letting there be room for not knowing is the most important thing of all. And this is where tenderness comes in. I think that that's really the most important part of our meditation practice when we're in a crisis, is allowing there to be tenderness in the same space as suffering. So when we're experiencing something falling apart and it feels painful and we experience fear, is can we be tender with ourselves in that moment and continue to breathe, stay with ourselves, stay with the moment, and allow things to fall apart. She goes on to say, when things fall apart and we're on the verge of we know not what, the test for each of us is to stay on that brink and not concretize. The journey's not about heaven and finally getting to a place that's really swell. In fact, that way of looking at things might be what keeps us miserable. Thinking that we can find some lasting pleasure and avoid pain is something called samsara, a hopeless cycle that goes round and round endlessly and causes us to suffer greatly. Though suffering is inevitable for human beings as long as we believe that things last. From this point of view, the only time we can ever know what's really going on is when the rug's been pulled out and we can't find anywhere to land. We can use these situations either to wake ourselves up or to continue to put ourselves to sleep. So, that's a lot to think about. Let's go ahead and get settled. Let all of that information just percolate in our systems. Not worrying about whether we understand it, whether it makes sense, whether it's something we can do. Just letting it go. Letting that wisdom that Pema's offering us about letting things fall apart and seeing what's new, what's in the next moment, by practicing tenderly and with patience. Find a comfortable position. I like to have my back supported, so if you're sitting in a chair on something that's supporting your back, allow your back to rest into whatever it's supported by. Have your feet either grounded on the earth, or if your legs are crossed, if you're sitting on the floor or on a bed. You'll let your hands rest in your lap, palms down, or you can rest your left hand and your right hand in your lap. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And blow out as slowly as you can through the mouth. We're going to do this two more times. Inhaling deeply and blowing as slowly as you can out of the mouth. One more. These first three cleansing breaths really sending the signal to the brain that it's time to go inside and to let go of all of the outer distractions and even our thoughts. Now allow the breath to go in and out of the nose and connect your attention with the breath by marking or labeling the breath silently. Inhale. Exhale. And whenever you repeat these labels as you breathe, it helps you stay present. So naming the inhale as you breathe in. And again as you breathe out. Starting to settle down into the moment. Really letting yourself be present. Even with all the distractions in your outside world. And as we breathe, we widen our awareness to be able to take in all the smells and sounds and sensations. Letting our awareness get bigger and bigger while staying focused on the breath and the way the body feels. noticing if there's any thoughts, particularly upsetting thoughts, worrying thoughts, scary thoughts, even exciting thoughts that are vying for your attention. And very gently saying to yourself, that's just thinking. Letting it go as you return to the inhale and the exhale, gently, tenderly flowing between the distractions that take us away from the moment and the things that are really happening here and now. Sounds, sensations, thoughts, and breath. Noticing how nothing is static. The thoughts and sensations and sounds change constantly. And we keep gently bringing ourselves back to the present by naming our inhale and our exhale. The awareness of everything finely tuned.
Thank you.
notice where your thoughts have taken you and what your reactions may be to those thoughts. And realize that that's not actually occurring right now. It's only in the realm of thinking. And you can bring yourself back to the present by breathing, staying present. Inhaling and exhaling. Feeling and your state of mind. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and inhale up the back of the spine and exhale down the front of the spine, reconnecting with the tailbone. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. A few more times. Really aware of the thousand things that changed during the short amount of time that we sat together today. All the thoughts, all the noise, all the sensations. Nothing is permanent. And we can learn how we grasp on to things to try to make them stay the same or make them go away, and how this makes us suffer, how this makes us so uncomfortable, wanting things to be different. And we can always find that moment to return to the breath and allow things to fall apart and be open to what's happening. Open to what's coming next. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and contemplative coaching. This is Lori, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.